In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a seat. As many of you know, I've been traveling around and spent the last 2.5-3 weeks in Italy. It was a wonderful trip. I'm not here to, walk you through the trip, but I do want to talk a little bit about an experience that I had while I was over there. We spent, my wife and I and my sister, spent most of our time in Bologna, which is in the center, sort of in the center of, north center of Italy. A great place if you want to just make day trips to all kinds of cities like Venice or Florence or, big cities like Pisa, places like that. So we spent a lot of time there. One of the things, my niece lives there, and her fiancé is Italian, and his family lives in Bologna. So we got to meet several members of his family, his uncle and his aunt and some cousins. His uncle is quite successful and has a home in the city of Bologna, but also has a home outside the city, probably about 20 miles outside the city. And at that home, he has some acreage. And on the acreage, he has, it's old, obviously, an old stand of olive trees. He has some new planting that he's done, some fruit trees. But what was striking to me is that he has several rows of grapevines. And though I lived in Italy for a while and studied over there and have been close to grapevines even here in the United States, I've never probably ever walked up and spent time touching a grapevine. I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Well, I was over there and he was showing me in his among his grapevines how it was that he, and it was a very old stand, so he had cut the tops off of these very old vines. They were thick, and you could see how old they were just by looking at them. And he had taken a different kind of grape branch and grafted it into the old vines and wrapped some, I don't know what it was, looked like plastic to me around it. And it was quite wet inside of this graft, and the new vine was growing. And it struck me as I read the gospel today, that is exactly St. John is talking about as he was writing the gospel. He obviously had been up close and personal to grapevines in a way that I had never been until a couple weeks ago. And this experience was quite enlightening. I guess I had read about, grafting things. I'm not, obviously, what I do for a living doesn't bring me real close to, the farms. And I didn't know how all that worked, though I had, kind of read about it cursorily. But to see it in action, to see these very, very old stand of grapevines, all these right next to each other, and strung across these wires and having been growing there, and then to see the work of this guy to graft this new vine, a different kind of grape actually, into these old vines was pretty astounding to me. I think it says something very clearly about our gospel today, when in St. John, Jesus is teaching the disciples that he is the vine. He is grounded, rooted in all of history, in all of creation, that Jesus is connected to the Father himself, to all creation, in a way that really we aren't without him. And that we are somehow, this thing is falling off, we are somehow grafted in to this vine of Jesus, who without its being there, we are dead. We are useless. We have no life. We are not sustained. We're going to celebrate a baptism at the 10 o'clock. And it is in that baptismal experience that we undergo that grafting process, that deep life-giving connection to Jesus, who without, we aren't who we are. But here's the clinker, and the thing that I sort of grasped in this experience, that this new grape that's growing over there in Bologna out of this old vine is different. It's significantly different from the vine. The branch is the branch. And the branch is new life. And the branch is expected somehow, because it abides in the vine, to do something new and rich. To provide a new form of grape to the world. And that becomes our job in this metaphor that St. John is using. That we are to be anybody but ourselves. That we are created in God's own image and likeness. That we abide in Jesus. That we are sustained in that abiding process. As the second reading, St. John says in the second reading, we are sustained in that abiding process. But we are called to be ourselves. Different from each other. Different from Jesus himself. We see that in the first reading today from Acts of the Apostles, where Philip is traveling on the road and, you know, they've just experienced all this stuff with Jesus, his death and resurrection. And in Acts, they're building this new community And some of them are Greeks, and some of them are Romans, and some of them are Jews, and some of them are whatever. They're coming from all over. And all of a sudden, Philip, you know, sort of, who's a disciple, sort of happens upon this Ethiopian, this probably very dark black man, who's traveling from Jerusalem to Gaza on a barren road. And this guy approaches Philip and says, I kind of want to know more about this story of this man in Jerusalem. And all of a sudden, this Ethiopian eunuch, clearly not, you know, part of the vine that has begun to grow in Jerusalem, becomes a new branch, is grafted by that experience into an abiding relationship with Jesus. And that Ethiopian eunuch is not expected to become Philip or Peter or Paul or any of those guys or Mary. That Ethiopian eunuch is supposed to abide in Jesus and be himself for the world. Sustain that life of the vine by being a productive branch. And that's who we are. That's who we are in relationship to Jesus. We aren't supposed to become each other. We aren't supposed to even become Jesus. We are supposed to be as much ourselves as we can be, for we are created in God's own image and likeness, different from each other, but abiding in the same life and truth in the power of Jesus. And that's what we celebrate as we ready ourselves in this congregation to receive new membership in the baptism at the 10 o'clock. That's who we are. We are branches who connect ourselves and celebrate that every Sunday morning to a Jesus who sustains us and who doesn't call us to be the same, even believe all the same stuff or pronounce the same, you know, stuff for each other that is one, that makes us into a uniform experience. No, we are called to be, as the gospel teaches us, ourselves. Made to give to the world something, someone, that no one else can give. But connected in an abiding way to that vine that is the grace of Jesus. The life, the way, the truth. For us, the light, the water, the peace that sustains us on our journey. So as we gather around this table, we gather really as a bunch of, as it were, in our readings today, branches who have come here to just reaffirm that connectedness, you know, to Jesus, who is for us the vine connected to the Father. That connection that if we don't have, we aren't the same. We aren't empowered in the same way. We aren't connected to each other in brotherhood and sisterhood in the same way. And it's in that spirit of our desire to be one with each other as branches connected to that same vine that we continue our time together in prayer, that we celebrate and are fed at this table by the word and the sacrament, and that we leave from this church becoming for the world the person that God calls us to be, building the kingdom of Jesus, even as we expect that Ethiopian eunuch must have done after his experience with Philip on the road. It becomes our mission on our journey to be as connected to that vine as we can be, to become for the world the grace of God. Amen.